We are at 37 degrees at our studios. Emily Martin with me. Emily, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
What are you up to today?
Work.
Always, right?
Yes, always work.
Busy, busy, busy. Things going on.
Well, but I don't mind taking some time out to come talk about something I'm passionate about.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Can I take, well, I want to take 1 second. We want to say good luck to Special Olympics basketball. They're going to Iowa City. And they're heading there actually now to go play basketball.
Wonderful. Yeah. Good luck to them.
Go, have fun, play hard, and have fun.
Yes.
Best of luck to you. Very cool. So, we're talking about Red Oak Rotary today.
Yes.
We're not talking about Nishner Productions today.
No.
That'll be probably next time we talk.
Probably.
Okay. So, let's talk about the Red Oak Rotary Club. And let's back up a minute.
Okay.
Let's talk about the daddy-daughter dance.
Daddy-daughter dance was phenomenal.
Tell me about it.
We got off to a little rough start because we had to change the date after we first announced it for some scheduling conflicts. But it was a phenomenal event. We had the Be My Valentine theme. Mm-hmm. And as always, the girls looked amazing. And it's so much fun seeing the girls come in with their dads, with their grandpas, their father figures. And how many of the men take it so seriously, and they're all dressed up as well. And they really give a great experience to their daughters, and I absolutely love that for our community. These are memories and experiences that you can't replace in any other way.
Right.
But we had about 170 girls there.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot of dancing.
Seems like a lot to me.
Yeah. It's a lot of dancing. It's a lot of screaming girls when the right song comes on. Don't ask me what the right songs are anymore because I don't know. But thankfully, Greg Brower does a great job as a DJ, and he knows what they like, and everybody had a lot of fun.
What time did it all wrap up?
I was in my car and heading home about 9:15.
Oh, well, you went through it.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to clean up. We had a lot of help at the end. So I think it ends at 8:30. So it took us about 45 minutes to clean up.
Very successful, though.
Very successful.
Even though there's a little issue there getting started with the date and that whole thing, but it all worked out fine.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
We had a great time.
That is one of those, again, like you said, that's going to pop up on their memories in a few years, and they're going to remember that fondly. So.
Yes. And that time you spend. I mean, just having that time where a man in your life just at a young age, it makes you feel valued and special and beautiful and takes that time is amazing.
Yeah.
And Rotary is happy that we can help provide that.
That's so awesome. Do it again next year?
Absolutely.
Same time, do you think?
Hopefully it'll be the first Saturday in February, but don't quote me on that because there are other factors involved.
That's a whole year away. We'll worry about that then. So, okay. One of the things, before I get to the next item, how many members of the Red Oak Rotary Club are there?
There are currently 32.
Okay.
We just welcomed in a new one.
What do you do? What does the Red Oak Rotary Club do? I mean, we just talked about the daddy-daughter dance.
Yes.
But what do you do?
We do a lot of things focused on the community. It varies, really, because if you went to a Rotary Club in Shenandoah or Glenwood, it might look a little different. But each of us have a focus on our community. So we're going to do what the community needs us to do. Mm-hmm. And at Christmas time, we do holiday baskets, and we provide food to 15 different families that we work with the agency up there and identify the families that need it, and they distribute that. We do a lot. I just wrote all these down the other day. We do a highway cleanup. Mm-hmm. So we go from the four-way stop. We go 2 miles west, both sides of the highway. We do scholarships. We do National Night Out. We do the Pancake Man at Junction Days.
Mm-hmm.
And our upcoming Easter egg hunt.
Yes. Which is hugely popular and very fast.
Yes, it is very fast. It starts at 9 o'clock, and if you're there at 9:15, it's all over.
Done. It's wrapped up.
It's all over, and half the people are gone.
Yes.
But it is very well attended, and we're excited about it again this year.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. When is it?
It is April 4th.
Okay.
So it's always the Saturday right before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's April 4th at 9 o'clock.
It starts at 9 o'clock, and literally it will be over. I mean, don't step away because it happens fast.
It happens really, really. Those kids are little vacuums, And they just go in and they just clear out the whole park. It's amazing.
And so you have it kind of divided by age.
We do. We don't really just don't want our little kids, our one-year-olds, getting run over by five-year-olds.
Right.
And it's not anything malicious. It's just they're very intent about
getting
the eggs.
That's the way. Yes, you get into those egg hunts and it's pretty serious business.
Yes.
Okay, so what can someone do? Because you can take donations for this. I could donate to this.
Yes.
Either putting the eggs together and putting, what do you put in the eggs?
Candy.
Candy?
Yes.
Or you could donate money. So tell me how I can help with this. Because it is, I don't know, it's a huge event. How many, I'm asking about 12 questions there.
Thousands of eggs. We have thousands of eggs.
Thousands of eggs.
And they all need to have something in them. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to help, you can certainly donate eggs that already are stuffed. You can stuff, you know, a dozen eggs, two dozen eggs, whatever. We have businesses in town that donate already stuffed eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We also have businesses that donate candy because we have totes. I mean, literally, we have totes and totes of just empty eggs. So we need candy to fill that. And then if you don't want to donate candy, if you don't have the time to stuff eggs, then we also take monetary donations to help offset the cost of the candy.
And you really can't have too many because however many you put out, they're going to get picked up.
Yes. Yes. And the great thing about it is most of the people who come to the Easter egg hunt now know they just crack open their eggs, keep the candy in the basket, and leave the eggs in the totes that we have around the park because then we can recycle those eggs and use them again for future years.
How do people reach out to you, Emily, if they wanted to donate in any of those capacities which you just mentioned?
The best way would be through our Facebook page.
Okay.
It's Red Oak Rotary. It's not hard to find. But if you know a Rotarian, you can reach out to any of our Rotarians as well.
Okay. So that is an opportunity to give. You can just go and watch that event.
Yes. It's amazing to watch. People usually, we're there at 8. The 4-H club in town comes and they help kind of clean the park up in terms of any animal waste, things that we don't want the kids stepping in as they're
picking up.
Or picking up. Look, it's a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. No. So the 4-H club comes and helps. And then they also come, they're also there to help us spread all the eggs out. So the park is divided into age groups. We have flags that identify which age group is where. And then in addition to the eggs that are put out, we also have bags of candy that we just kind of open and toss like we're feeding the chickens, you know. And all of that is gone. Like when it's done, there's no cleanup.
It, like you said, literally like a vacuum cleaner and just.
It is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We'll have a bullhorn. We'll say, ready, set, go. And if you're taking pictures, you better be quick.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot.
How many kiddos participate roughly? I know you probably don't have like an exact number, but if you had
several
to guess.
Several hundred.
Yeah.
Several hundred are there.
Yeah. Do you try to count them?
No.
I mean, it's just a lot of kiddos.
Yeah. I don't know how we would even begin to count them. But we'll have the Easter Bunny there.
Mm-hmm.
So people are encouraged to come a little early if you want to come about 8:30, 8:45, because you don't want to come at 9:02. You'll miss it. But you come a little early, and we'll have the Easter Bunny there for pictures. You can socialize with the other people in your kids' age groups, and it's just a good time.
This has to be like one of the biggest things.
It is.
As far as participatory activities, because you literally have hundreds of kiddos, and it's... And then all the, you know, ancillary people that go with that.
It would be a toss up really between that and maybe National Night Out.
Yeah.
We serve so many snow cones at National Night Out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the short amount of time that we're there, the Easter egg hunt is probably our largest event.
I would think, yeah. Yeah, it's dense with people.
It is.
For a short period of time.
Yes.
So
even if it's cold, you're not out there for that long, I promise. Yeah.
So that is coming up. So again, Red Oak, if you search for Red Oak Rotary Club on Facebook, you're going to have information there that people can then, or reach out if you know a Rotarian and you want to donate money, you want to donate stuffed eggs, you want to donate something to help in that.
Absolutely.
You can. Okay. Because it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh, okay. That is April 4th.
Yes.
And go and enjoy. Starts at what time?
9 a.m.
Where will the Easter Bunny be?
Easter Bunny will be over by the stage.
Okay.
We'll have
prior
our
prior to or after? Or both?
Both.
Okay. All right.
The Easter Bunny will be there for both.
Okay. So there you go.
Yes.
See the Easter Bunny. Emily Martin with me. Emily, what's your role with the Red Oak Rotary Club? You're past president?
Past president, and I'm currently the membership chair.
Okay. Scholarship applications.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we love to help our high school seniors as they're heading off to the next step in their journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get them started right with some support. So we offer scholarships. We offer sometimes 2, 3, 4 different scholarships. It depends on the quality of the applicants that we have, really. But the best way for students to apply is to go to their guidance counselor and pick up the little sheet of paper that has the instructions on it.
Okay.
There's an essay that needs to be written, and we do actually read those essays.
Do you look for students that are going into a particular discipline, or just you're just looking for a good applicant?
We're looking for a good applicant.
Doesn't really matter what you're going into.
Nope.
Okay. So 2 to 4, and the deadline is what?
April 1st is the deadline for application.
It's coming right up here.
Yes.
So get those in.
Yes.
Okay, and they would talk to their counselor at school.
Yes, the counselor at school will have all the information.
Okay.
All right. And again, if it's maybe a homeschool student, because you know they need college opportunities as well.
Oh, yeah.
Reach out to us through our Facebook page or to a Rotarian, and okay. We can get you that information.
What is leadership training?
So it is one of the side benefits of being part of the Rotary Club, and really of any community organization, is that you have the opportunity to develop your leadership skills.
Yeah.
And Rotary takes that to the next level, and our district offers training for those in our club who want to pursue leadership opportunities. So this coming weekend on the 21st, we have what's called our President-Elect Leadership, and it used to be called President-Elect Training Session, and it was called PETS for short, and nobody liked that. So now it's called President-Elect Leadership Session. So it's PELS. But we have 3 people from our club attending that this upcoming weekend, and our club pays for that. It's part of our district dues that we pay. So why not take advantage of it and grow our leadership skills within our club?
Which helps the community, too.
It absolutely does, because leadership is not something that's reserved to community organizations. It's something you can do at your work. It's something you can do in your church. It's something you can do in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world needs good, solid leaders, and we're happy as a club to be able to offer that opportunity to our members.
So that is coming up on the 21st.
Yes.
Okay. What else is going on? What's the next big thing going on in front of the club? The Red Oak Rotary Club.
We've had our elections.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have a lot of leadership changes for the upcoming year. Carrie Shalters will be our president again for next year. And then after her will be Christy White. Mm-hmm. If you remember Curtis,
mm-hmm.
It's his widow. She mm-hmm. joined the club, and she's going to be our president in a year. She'll be our president. Let's see. Then we have our highway cleanup coming up for the spring. We have, of course, the scholarships. We'll do scholarship presentations. Junction Days, we'll have Pancake Man.
Yeah.
So we've already got that reservation. And then we go into, we'll do a food booth at the fair. And then we'll do National Night Out.
Has the date been set on National Night Out?
I think it's usually the first Tuesday in August. But
that sounds
I am not
right.
The person to ask. That's an Amber.
We had, yeah, that Amber. You know, we were fortunate there with a really nice National Night Out, but it can be very warm.
Yes.
We'll
yes
say.
It can.
But is
That's why snow cones are so great.
But it is a great event because it's completely free.
Yes.
Everything is free.
Yes, absolutely.
For people to attend. It's a great event. Yes. Anyway, I'm rambling.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
Then after National Night Out, we usually do our chili cook-off, which we'll be doing again this year.
I love the chili cook-off because we usually get to sample a few of the
yes, yeah. And we had it at the high school last year, and it worked really well. So we're hoping we can do that format again this year at one of the volleyball games.
You bet.
So then we get into trick-or-treat on the trail. We do our fall highway cleanup. Then our food baskets at Christmas. So, yeah, that's a kind of a year in Rotary.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you or to Carrie or to inquire about membership.
Yes.
You can take, it's not like you have a cap.
We do not.
So how can people reach out? And you have individual and corporate.
Yes,
memberships available.
Yes, we do. So, and we have couple memberships.
Okay.
So a household of two adults can join, and they each have their own membership, but there's a little bit of a discount there on what they would pay.
Okay.
For their dues, and that's a helpful benefit for those couples that want to get involved together.
You bet.
And then we have individual memberships. We have corporate memberships. And a lot of our members are individual members but paid for by the businesses they work for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of nice as well.
So reach out if you want to be, you know, and have a hand and work in any of those endeavors.
Yes. And as always, if there is a need that needs to be met in the community, let Rotary Club know.
Yeah.
We want to make our community a better place. We're here to serve the members of this community. So we would love to hear your suggestions.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Emily?
I'm meeting with a Forge group from the high school.
Yep.
This afternoon. But otherwise, I'm just at my desk.
That's
working,
it. Grinding away
on
ready
this. Ready for next week. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So, yeah, that's going to be here soon. So, okay. What else do we need to cover, Emily, we haven't covered?
I think that's it.
Reach out. Red Oak, is there a website? There is a redoakrotary.org. There's a website there.
Yes.
That's on your Facebook page.
Yes.
I want to click on that and see what happens. Well, there you go. You have a nice photo.
And it'll change here in about 3 seconds. It'll change. It's a little carousel of pictures that go through. But, yeah, that was one of our really well-attended highway cleanups.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Emily, pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks for letting me come talk about Rotary.
It is always most enjoyable.
Thank you,
Emily. Make it a great day. Emily Martin with me this morning from the Red Oak Rotary Club.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
Charlie was an industrious young worker. He built